The energy of spring. New beginnings. Time to wake up from our winter slumber and shed off some of the warm layers we've been wearing the past couple of months. At least for those of us who are living in a four-season climate. The spring season is a perfect time for self-reflection. So grab your journal or notebook and pen and let's connect with ourselves today as we enter spring. What do we want? What do we want? What intentions would we like to bring forward? I have three journal prompts for you today and a new Choose Happy affirmation that I wrote just for you as we embrace the spring season. Come on in. It's time to choose happy. Are you ready to stop the negative thoughts and live your life free of the limiting stories and fear that stands in your way of living a happy life? Hey, girlfriend. Welcome to the Choose Happy with Marie show. I am so happy you're here. My name is Marie, and for the majority of my life, I lived with negative thoughts that was often labeled as depression. My breakthrough happened when I broke free from the negative thoughts, and I learned the power of choosing happy. In this podcast, you will learn positive self-talk using affirmations aligned with healthy habits, tangible ideas to connect with yourself, to finally figure out what makes you really happy, and everyday living solutions that can help guide you in living a happy life. It's time to get off the hamster wheel of everyday living and intentionally living our life, one choose happy choice at a time. Come on in. We are choosing happy. Hello, how are you? I hope you're doing well. For those of you who are in our Facebook group, I hope you're feeling the spring energy of the various posts that I've been putting up there these past couple of weeks. I am so excited for spring to be here. Every post that I include in our Facebook group is intentional. I think about the season, the month, if there are special days. I look for special quotes and affirmations for you. If you're not part of our group, it is a free group on the Facebook platform. It's a private group that each member is vetted by me before acceptance into the group. And I do this to provide us with a positive community with no one selling anything. Everybody is legit. The community only provides encouragement for each other. Each person that is choosing to come into the group is choosing happy for living their life. So you definitely feel that choose happy vibe in the group. If you're not part of the group, please come join us. We would love to have you come. The link will be in the show notes. And it's also on the website, choosehappywithmarie.com. All right then, spring. Do you just like that word? It's like an action word, positive word. I love the positivity of this word. It's a season of new beginnings. Spring is nature's way of directing us from the darkness and the cold of the winter into the light and the warmth of summer months. And I'm loving that. What if we took our cue from nature? What if, for those of us who live in a four-season climate, we took the cues from nature? What would spring's cue be? Spring is nature's way of guiding us from this darkness of winter and into the light of summer. Maybe you've been feeling a bit low through the winter months, you know, a bit of negativity, and maybe you've had a little bit more negative thoughts than you normally have because you've been feeling run down, maybe stuck in the house, and maybe feel low energy. I know how you feel. I know it really, really affects me. I get really affected by the darkness, the lack of sun, the cold. Even though I have a dog and I have to go out with her and I have to dress appropriately, I do get affected. You may have heard of something called seasonal affective disorder. The acronym is SAD, S-A-D. Well, I've come to learn that I get that every year. Getting that realization that this happens to me is actually the first step, right? Awareness is always the first step. So I know that already about me. And I've invested in a happy light that I turn on shortly after I wake up. Maybe it helps. I'm not sure. But I'm doing everything I can. When I start to feel spring energy, I sense a spring in my step. Do you feel that too? Hope and optimism just feels easier. Activities every day, like just daily activities, feels easier. I find myself with newfound energy and I love it. And maybe you feel that way too. I hope you're feeling excited about spring too. And if not, well, maybe after listening to the show today, you'll feel excited. My husband used to tell me that, okay? You know, husbands who think they know it all. No, just kidding. Or spouses. I shouldn't assume it's a husband. Well, he used to tell me that I live in a four-season climate. I've lived here all my life. You would think I'm used to it by now. You would think I'm used to winter. I don't know, though. As I get older, it just feels like it affects me more than when I was a child. Like when I used to play in the snow and go skating. And I'm not a big skier, so, you know, maybe that's why I don't enjoy the winter months as much as someone who is an avid skier and who welcomes the cold and the snow. Anyways, I am sensing greater physical energy now, you know, with the spring, and I want to get going. You know, I've got a to-do list and all these ideas. I've got to get going. And so I'm tapping into the spring's energy, you know, of waking up and beginning again. And so I wanted to just share that with you, that that's what I'm feeling, and maybe you're feeling that way as well. But what if, you know, if we took this cue from nature, from, you know, spring's energy, and we began again in our own life? What if we set new intentions for the season? You know, kind of like goals, but intentions being, you know, how would I like to show up for the next 3 months, for the next season? And don't forget your word of the year. Remember that? Definitely you can reflect on that. And I hope you've been advancing in the year, tapping into the intention of your word of the year. And if you're wondering, what am I talking about? It's an earlier episode that I did in January. So you can check that one out. I don't have the number right now off the top of my head, but it was early January. So you can easily find it in your podcast list. I thought of three questions that you could reflect on. You could, you know, reflect in your journal, your notebook, or maybe just in your thoughts when you're going for a walk, that, you know, might help you kind of trigger, like, how could I get ready for the spring season and take on nature's cue of new beginnings? So the first question is, how am I feeling as the spring season begins? It's always important to have a start here point. How am I feeling right now? So that you know where you're going from. Like a map, start here. That's the idea of this question. How am I feeling as the spring season begins? Are you feeling hopeful? Are you excited? Are you excited to get outside again if you've been inside for most of the time? Are you excited about wearing lighter clothing? I know I'm really looking forward to ditching the heavy coat, even though it hasn't been too cold here in Canada. But, I don't like the heavy clothes. So I am feeling excited and hopeful for the spring season. But maybe you might be feeling tired. You might be feeling tired from the winter months. Maybe at this point in time, you're tired, and it's important to recognize that that's how you may be feeling. So the second question is, what would I like to begin again? Would you like to begin a new habit? Was there a habit you were trying to do over the winter months, but because of the grayness and the cold, you know, you just found it really tough to keep that good, healthy habit up? So if that's the case, the spring energy can help you, can kind of, you know, help you get going with that. Perhaps as you're implementing new habits, you may want a better morning routine. Hint, hint. Just saying, the Choose Happy Morning Routine is on the website and also linked in the show notes if you're looking for some suggestions of how you can improve your everyday morning routine and rituals. So check out the Choose Happy Morning Routine checklist. I love it. It is my go-to checklist. It is when I do all those items every morning, I know I'm setting myself up for a good day. And don't worry, it's not a lot of items. It is just, you know, some items that when you put them in place, they don't take too long, but they really make a difference in how you show up for living your day. If you want to learn a little bit more about improving your morning routine, there is the checklist, as I mentioned, and I do talk about using that checklist in the instant download. You can also look at episode number 25, titled Improve Your Morning Routine with 3 Healthy Habits, and I have a bonus positive affirmation for habits in that episode. So episode 25, if you want to just get some inspiration and guidance on implementing healthy habits in your morning routine. If you're looking to try something new, I invite you to check out episode number 15, Do Something New This Year, My CrossFit Story, and Positive Self-Talk, if you are looking for inspiration to try something new. It took a lot out of me to give CrossFit, if you've ever heard of CrossFit, exercise a try because, you know, I'm older, I wasn't exactly fit, and my son who does CrossFit would not give up on me. And so he kept going and getting me to give it a try. And so I gave it a try, but I had to really overcome a lot of negative self-talk, even while I was exercising in the class. So that's my story about how I started with CrossFit, episode number 15. If you do want to get some inspiration to try something new, so try something new maybe this spring. And then one more thing, episode number 24, titled, Do You Want to Choose Happy Morning? Three Toxic Morning Habits to Stop Today. So if there are things that you want to stop, a part of your morning routine, give a listen to that episode just to give you ideas. Maybe this is one of your toxic morning habits. And I give some tips on how to stop it, how to stop doing them. So those are three questions that I invite you to reflect on in your journal or notebook or just when you're going for a walk. Find those questions. They really help me as I enter a new season, especially the spring season, because I really love the energy of spring. I love the energy of new beginnings. So I really tap into that season. Another thing is I created an affirmation for you because you're like so awesome. I love you guys, or gals, I should say, but it could be guys and gals. And so this is an affirmation for spring, and I will say it three times with you. Okay, you ready? Here we go. I am blooming the best version of myself. Positive thoughts and energy flows through me. I will repeat it. So here's the second time, and I'll do it two more times. I am blooming the best version of myself. Positive thoughts and energy flows through me. I'll say it one more time. I am blooming the best version of myself. Positive thoughts and energy flows through me. How do you like that? I was inspired to write that as I was just looking outside, looking out my window, looking at a little bit of blue sky, looking at the snow kind of melting, but not really, but kind of. And so we are blooming, you know, let the spring energy, you know, let yourself be bloomed into this beautiful flower that is the best version of yourself. Use positive thoughts and energy and let them flow through you. You can continue with spring energy inspiration, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, in the Facebook group. It is a no negativity zone. So if you want to fuel your everyday life with positivity, come join us in the group. We would love to have you. Just scroll down in the show notes of this episode and you'll see the link. And before I go, I just wanted to share with you a quote by S. Brown. And it goes like this. The first blooms of spring always make my heart sing. I'll repeat it. The first blooms of spring always make my heart sing. Wishing you a wonderful week, choosing happy. Cheers! I hope today's episode empowered you to choose happy as you live your upcoming week. If so, please take a minute and share this episode with a family or friend who could benefit from it. I'd also love it if you could take 30 seconds and leave a review on your podcast app. Just scroll down and you'll see the space to leave a review. Doing this helps the show be found by others who are also looking to break free from negative thoughts and live a happy life. Remember to sign up to become a Choose Happy member to receive free resources as they become available. Link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Take good care and see you next week.